أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إنما يفتري الكذب الذين لا يؤمنون بآيات الله وأولئك هم الكاذبون. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed us of how Allah azza wa jal replaces one ayah with another ayah, and we spoke of the aspect of abrogation in the Quran. And because abrogation had taken place several of times in the Quran, the mushrikeen and the polytheists accused Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of being a forger, a fabricator and a liar. They claimed that he would go to a certain person who was a Christian priest, and he was the one teaching Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam these ayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in ayah number 105 of Surah An-Nahl, إِنَّمَا يَفْتَرِ الْكَذِبِ. They call Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a liar, a fabricator, a forger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the only ones who fabricate lies and the only ones who forge lies are those لا يؤمنون بآيات الله, who have no iman in the verses of Allah. So while they are accusing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of being a liar and a fabricator, Allah says they are in fact the actual liars and fabricators, because they do not have iman in the verses of Allah. As a person does not have iman in the ayat of Allah, they will try and make absurd remarks and accusations against the verses of Allah azza wa jal and against those who believe in the ayat of Allah. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَاذِبُونَ. Allah says they are the actual liars, they are the actual forgers. Moving on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the ruling with regards to a person who embraced Islam, who was blessed with iman, and then abandons iman, and he forsakes his Islam, and he gives up the religion of Allah azza wa jal. Now here you have two situations and two scenarios. You have a person who willingly, after becoming a Muslim and accepting iman, he willingly and happily leaves the fold of Islam and he denounces the religion. And then you have another person who is put to duress, right? So his life is threatened. And the person who is threatening him, he has the ability to carry out the threat. And he's threatening him with death. And he has the ability to do so, and he tells him that he should forsake his iman, otherwise he will be killed. What are the rulings related to these two categories of people? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَنْ كَفَرَ بِاللَّهِ, the one who disbelieves in Allah, مِنْ بَعْدِ إِيمَانِ, after bringing iman, إِلَّا مَنْ أُكْرِهَ وَقَلْبُهُ مُطْمَئِنٌ بِالْإِيمَانِ. Not the one. Allah excludes the one. Allah says, not the one who was put to duress, who was forced to disbelieve, while his heart is satisfied with iman. His heart is satisfied on iman, but he is forced to utter a statement of kufr. Not him. Allah says, the one who willingly leaves Islam, وَلَكِمْ مَنْ شَرَحَ بِالْكُفْرِ صَدْرًا, the one who opens up his heart and his bosoms to kufr, meaning from within he accepts kufr and he denounces Islam, فَعَلَيْهِمْ, upon such persons Allah says غَضَبٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ, such persons, upon them is the wrath of Allah, وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ, and they shall experience a great punishment in the akhirah. So Allah has excluded one category. What is the ruling with regard to those people who are placed in this type of a situation? And let us understand the backdrop to this ayah. What prompted its revelation? In the very early stage of Islam, there was a family who sacrificed a lot for deen and who were persecuted extensively. The son's name was Ammar, Ammar bin Yasir. His father's name was Yasir and his mother's name was Sumayya. The three of them, along with Suhaib, Bilal and Khabbab, radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Right, so they were five or six in total. All three of them were detained by the Quraysh, by the Mushrikeen, and they were threatened. They denounced Islam, publicly denounced Islam, reject the faith of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and your life will be spared, otherwise you will be killed. So from amongst the six, husband and wife, Yasir, and really they were persecuted, you know, to such a point that unimaginable. Absolutely unimaginable. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who just walked past them as they would be pinned onto the ground in the desert land, and he would just, all he could say was sabran, sabran ya ala Yasir, sabran ya ala Yasir, fa inna maw'idakum al-jannah. Listen, just make sabr, just make sabr. You are heading one way, and that is towards paradise. So what they did from the six, husband and wife, Yasir and Sumayya, they said, we are not going to utter a statement of kufr. We are not going to denounce iman. Yasir was killed, radiallahu ta'ala. He was the first shaheed in Islam. Yasir, radiallahu ta'ala, he was immediately killed. Sumayya, radiallahu ta'ala, they laid her onto the ground, and they took each of her legs and tied it to a camel, and they made the camels run in opposite directions until her entire body was split in half, and she was the first female martyr in Islam. Her son, so they were killed. Then you had Khabbab radiallahu ta'ala anhu and the son Ammar. The two of them, they uttered a statement of kufr to save their lives. So they uttered the statement of kufr, and they denounced Islam, but their hearts were firmly, firmly satisfied and firmly at ease with iman. There was absolutely no doubt within their hearts. It was a strategy they used to save their lives. The kuffar released them after they uttered these statements. And Yasir radiallahu ta'ala, well, Ammar radiallahu ta'ala, he was very troubled and disturbed at what he had done. So he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and presented his case. Ya Rasul of Allah, this is the situation. I uttered this statement of kufr and disbelief. What is my condition? And this also says, when you uttered it, at the time when you uttered it, what was the condition of your iman? He says, as far as my iman is concerned, within my heart, it was unwavering. Right? I was firmly satisfied in belief and iman. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that, then you are a believer. The utterance that you had made and the statement that you had pronounced does not render you a kafir, does not take you out of the fold of Islam. And from here, the jurists have ruled. And then this ayah came to confirm what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said. Because Allah has excluded the one. Allah says, illa man ukriha. Not the one. What Allah spoke of the anger of Allah, and Allah spoke of a severe punishment in the akhirah, Allah says, that is not for the one, man ukriha, who was put to duress, wa qalbuhu mutma'innun bil iman, while his heart is at ease and satisfied with iman. It doesn't apply to him. And from here, the jurists have deduced that if a person is in this type of a situation, and he knows fully well that the one who is threatening him can carry that threat out and has the full power and authority to do so, then he is allowed, it is not compulsory, he is allowed to utter a statement of kufr in order to save his life. His iman will be intact, and his relationship with his wife also will be intact. There will be no need for him to renew that relationship because he has not left the fold of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now speaks of those who left Islam willingly. They left Islam. They came and they became apostate. Right? An apostasy. He committed apostasy. What is the ruling, or what Allah says, what motivates them to do this? What motivates them to do this? Why do they leave iman? Why do they leave the fold of Islam? Allah says, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ مُسْتَحَبُّ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا عَلَى الْآخِرَةِ. They found that deen has too many restrictions, and they preferred the worldly life over the akhirah. That is what happens. You find that a person is a Muslim, is a believer, and then he finds that, well, there's too many restrictions. I cannot do this, and I cannot do that, and I cannot behave the way that person is behaving. I cannot attend the events he is attending, and I cannot live that free, carefree life. Islam has placed restrictions on me. And he doesn't realize that those restrictions that Islam have put in order is for his own benefit and for the benefit of the broader society and humankind at large. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, because they prefer the worldly life over the akhirah, eventually they leave the fold of Islam. And they cast Islam aside because they want the enjoyment of this dunya, and they are not concerned of the enjoyment of akhirah. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah does not guide the disbelieving folk. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ طَبَعَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. Those are the ones on whose hearts Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed a seal. وَسَمْعِهِمْ. And upon the hearings. وَأَبْصَارِهِمْ. And Allah has placed a seal upon their eyesight. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْغَافِلُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those are the ones who are guilty of ghafla. They are guilty of negligence. لَا جَرَمْ. Allah says, undoubtedly, أَنَّهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. In the akhirah, they are certainly amongst the actual losers. May Allah grant us the understanding.